The first is from Captain Solo, and the second is from Princess Leia, she said. I collected them right after the shockwave hit, while I was tending their wounds.
Savara inspected the bags, then nodded her approval.
Well done.
She tucked both into an empty thigh pocket.
But your makers would have been happier if you had let the Solos die.
Then someone should have told me that,
Dina replied, more surprised by the suggestion than she should have been.
Besides, it wasn't an option. Lando was conscious and trying to help too. It was all I could do to collect the blood samples before he closed their faceplates.
Savara's eyes remained cold.
And you couldn't have taken him out too? He's practically an old man.
A cold lump of anger began to form inside Dina's stomach.
Again, I had no orders to—
It's fine. It's hardly your fault if your makers went too light on your sense of initiative.
Savara's eyes were twinkling with amusement, and Dina realized the girl had been toying with her.
But perhaps it's not too late. How likely are our patients to survive?
How would I know?
Dina asked icily.
I wasn't loaded with medical expertise either.
No, but the infirmary director does report to you,
Savara said.
Surely Chief Calrissian has asked you to inquire about the Solo's condition.
Dina reluctantly nodded.
He has. They've been unconscious since they arrived, so the medcos are having a hard time evaluating how much brain damage the concussions have caused.
Captain Solo was in a coma.
Was?
Savara asked.
Does that mean he's awake?
By now, probably. There have been clear signs that he's coming around, Dina said. He was still unconscious when I left Lando's command center to come down here, but he was removed from the Bacta tank a few hours ago.
And Princess Leia?
She's still in her tank, Dina said. She won't wake up, but she's not in a coma. The medical droid doesn't understand why she remains unconscious.
Savara's face grew unhappy.
Jedi healing trance,
she said.
Any other injuries? She suffered a fractured skull and had one arm broken in several places, but those have already mended. The surgical droids have no explanation.
Healing trance,
Savara repeated, her tone darker than ever.
What else? Their eyes have been repaired and should function well,
Dina said.
But one of Captain Solo's eyes is from a donor. We lost the original at the crash site.
A donor?
Savara scowled in distaste.
A prosthetic wouldn't work?
We're running short on prosthetics right now,
Dina said, biting back her anger.
Perhaps they'll replace it when he returns to the Hapes Consortium.
I don't think returning to the Consortium is going to be in his future,
Savara said.
At least it better not be. Do I make myself clear?
Dina felt her eyes widen.
You want me to kill the Solos?
She gasped.
Both of them?
Savara studied her, then finally shook her head.
I suppose not. You'd only get caught, and your makers don't want your biology exposed. Not yet.
Dina exhaled in relief.
That's probably wise, she said. I doubt I would have been able to withstand a Jedi interrogation.
Savara's eyes narrowed.
Is that a threat?
Dina paused, taking time to evaluate what the girl had just revealed about the Kref's fear of her exposure. Perhaps she had more leverage than she realized. After a moment, Dina said,
No, it's a fact, but you can take it however you like.
That actually drew a smile from the girl.
I see I've made a mistake, letting you know how important you are.
She reached into one of her thigh pockets and withdrew a black pouch about the size of her palm.
Perhaps I should just give you what you need and leave before I do any more damage.
That might be for the best,